Hello, Mary. Oh. You took your time.
Blimey, you scared the life out of me.
Did I? Well, it's my job, innit? Got your takings?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. He's 4 and 6 here.
What's the best I could do, Bill?
Well, I'm supposed to go to Stone with this. That's not enough.
It's the peelers, Bill. They know me.
Now, whose fault's that? You ought to be more careful. No, I need more. Right, where's your cut?
It's all I got. Yeah. They'll have me in as a vagrant. They'll send me down.
Yeah, well, then at least you'll have a roof. You work for us, Mary. Remember that. You've got to earn your keep. Hand it over. What's this? What, 20 shilling?
That's mine.
Well, who the hell you nicked 20 shilling off?
It was a gift.
A gift? Yeah, all right. Well, this'll do. Off you pop.
But...
I said get back home. Be grateful I ain't telling no one how you try to screw us over.
All right.
See ya. Yeah. I think Stone will be happy with... what? 5?
Mr. Stone won't be seeing any of it.
What the hell? Oh!
Good evening. I'll take those 20 shillings back, thank you very much.
You... keep back.
A gun? What's that gonna do? Like I said, what's that gonna do? Tell me. Where do I find Stone?
But I shot you. I know, I shot you.
Do I have to ask twice, or do I need the help of my friend?
What in the name of hell is that?
Where is Stone?
No, keep it away from me.
If you cooperate, tell us where he is and live, or die right now. Your choice. Well.
No!
The bracing aroma of Victorian England.
Bracing isn't the word I'd have picked.
No? What would you have gone for?
Rancid seems more in keeping to me.
Really? Well, each to her own, eh? I suppose we are by the docks. I remember saying to Bertrand Russell, Bertie, I said, I called him Bertie.
Doctor, Bertie. Can we save the reminiscence for another time? We should get a move.
No, nonsense. There's always time for a good anecdote. As I once said to Margot Fontaine, how does my cabriolet...
Take your readings and let's do what we need to do. You can finish your stories off later in the TARDIS.
I can?
Yes.
You're quite a sport, Romana, you know that?
So you say, Doctor, frequently.
Very well. I'll take the readings, though I can't begin to tell you what Aldous Huxley would have thought about that.
I'm still amazed you wasted so much time finding that outfit. I'm not convinced people really do wear deerstalkers in this time period, you know. Well?
Nothing.
Nothing? No readings whatsoever?
That's what the word nothing is traditionally interpreted to mean.
I'll try mine. Iron engines leave a distinct signature, you know. That's what you said. Impossible to miss.
And so they are. If scanned within a couple of days, a month later, the energy's a trifle dissipated and a lot harder to trace.
A month? What do you mean, a month?
Didn't I tell you? We overshot the landing period a little. It's a bit hard to judge these things while the randomizer's still plugged in, but... Never mind, eh? Nothing disastrous.
Nothing disastrous? But anything could have happened in that time. Honestly, Doctor, your driving's appalling. You really ought to allow me to take over one of these days. At least I'd be willing to ask for directions. Oh.
Nothing?
Nothing.
You know, it would have been quite a display. Someone's bound to have noticed it. I mean, what we need is a little local knowledge.
Easier said than done, surely. Who do we know in this time period?
You'd be surprised. Romana, I think I know just the men.
Here you are, Henry. A pint of ale.
The dashed impertinence of it. Infernal cheek. The blasted nerve.
I was as fast as I could.
No, not you, Professor. The paper. At the new Regency Theatre, another magnificent evening of vaudevillian delights awaits the discerning theatre-goer, the greatest singers, the finest dancers, magicians and comedians to dazzle the mind.
I hardly see anything to object to there.
No. All presided over by the watchful eye of the theatre's superlative impresario, Gordon Henry Jago.
Ah.
Gordon Henry Jago? I ask you.
Well, if you will insist on having two first names.
Basic linguistic incompetence. The indolent inadequacy of the habitual hack. Honestly, I've a good mind to write to the editor.
Steady on, Henry. Don't destroy it.
Yeah, did you want to read?
That was my intention when I purchased the thing, yes.
If you must. Not much in it, though, if you ask me.
Really? I see this pugilist character continues to make the headlines.
Oh, yes, indeed, the pugilist. Or whatever ridiculous sobriquet they've assigned him this week.
Foiled some more robberies last night, so it says. Defeated a gang of four, single-handed. Most impressive. And yet still, no one knows the fella's real name.
Apparently not. That mask the cove wears conceals all evidence. There's all manner of speculation in there. Some people are suggesting it's Spring-Heeled Jack back again.
Well, heaven forfend.
Yes, he has rather caught the public imagination.
He succeeded, but our local constabulary has failed. How could he not? I imagine they're quite put out.
The vengeful vigilante and his preternatural powers.
They say he's bulletproof. That he can run faster than a train. And one clout from his fist blasts you across the street. Like his hands are made of fire.
Journalistic exaggeration, I'm sure.
Perhaps.
Now, the paper standards are somewhat unrefined.
Maybe we should ask Gordon Henry Jago what he thinks. Anyway, I'm a little more interested in another mystery that's come to my attention recently. There's been an unusual spate of bodies brought to the lab. A large collection of unidentifiable corpses.
Unidentifiable? How so?
Well, if I didn't know better. I'd say they've been...
Yes?
Cooked.
Lorks. Barkeep, cancel that steak and ale pie.
They appear to have been both burnt and dried simultaneously.
I say. You know something, Professor? This sounds like a case for...
Good Lord.
Where's your timing, man? You cut me off in mid-flow there.
Henry. Look.
Stab me vitals. That's impossible.
Oh, as I live and breathe, Professor George Lightfoot and Henry Gordon Jago. I wondered if I could trouble you two for the merest jot of your time.
Me of your whereabouts. I left my companion here while I ferreted you out.
But, Doctor...
I hardly felt that tavern the place for a woman of refinement, you understand.
A woman of refinement? Miss Leela?
No. Miss Leela is otherwise engaged.
She is? Oh, what a pity. So then who...
Hello.
Oh, gosh.
Jago and Lightfoot, I presume.
The very same.
Oh, crumbs.
Something the matter, Henry?
No. Quite the contrary. Hello. Henry Gordon Jago. At your inestimable service. Charmed.
Are you? I'm glad to hear it. I'm Romana.
Of course you are. What a pretty name. Charmed.
Yes, you said.
Romana is my new assistant.
You certainly know how to pick them, don't you, Doctor?
I'm terribly sorry he left you here, my dear. Have you passed the time satisfactorily?
Oh, quite satisfactorily, thank you. The housekeeper was most attentive. Kept offering me food. Though for some reason she didn't think I'd want cutlery.
Yes. But that reminds me. Doctor, you still haven't answered my question. You look exactly the same as you did when we first met you. That business with Greel, over 10 years ago.
I do age remarkably well. I'm 758 tomorrow. Can you believe it? Well, you'd be wrong. I'm actually 760. Good skin, you see. Beetroot takes years off you.
That wasn't exactly what I meant.
Wasn't it? So now we're back together. What's this about a collection of dried-up corpses being found in the vicinity?
Is this the sort of thing we should be discussing in the presence of a young lady?
Don't worry. I'm neither young nor inexperienced. I'm sure I've seen more deaths than you have.
Well, if you insist. But I don't know what more I can add. You've essentially reiterated the facts of the situation. A collection of carbonized cadavers have been chanced upon in this community. My goodness. I'm sounding like you, Henry. We've known each other for too long.
Over what time frame were they found?
If I recall correctly, the first turned up approximately 3.5 weeks ago. They've been arriving in the morgue sporadically ever since.
Doctor, if it's 3.5 weeks, that's not long after it happened.
I know.
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, nothing, Professor, nothing. Can I by any chance trouble you to allow me a look at these corpses of yours?
But of course.
Oh, Lord, do we have to? They hardly sound the most comely and convivial of company. I was hoping for a slightly more entertaining evening.
You don't have to accompany us if you don't want to.
Don't I? Oh, well, that's a relief.
Why not treat yourself to a fine supper at some magnificent brasserie? On me. Here, have, what is this, £5?
£5? Blimey. You know, that is a splendid idea. Don't mind if I do.
And I don't mind if you do either. In fact, would you be terribly offended if I asked you to take Romana with you?
What? But, Doctor, I...
Romana? Well, it would be an honour, sir. Any man be proud to escort such an exquisite exemplification of elegance and élan. I'd be the envy of the entire eatery.
Doctor, I thought we were investigating this together.
Local knowledge, Romana, local knowledge.
Something the matter?
No, it's quite all right. I'd be delighted to accompany you.
Excellent. I'll go and call us a cab.
Does he always talk like that? I mean, he seems charming, but I was beginning to wonder if the TARDIS's telepathic circuits were faulty.
That's Henry for you, a particularly proficient proponent of perplexing patois, the lord of luxurious language and linguistic legerdemain.
Now you're doing it.
It's bad enough when there's just one.
You'll have a delightful evening, Romana. Professor, shall we prepare?
Hello? Anyone? Ah, blast it. Always one of the things when you need. Ha-ha! You boy!
You talking to me?
Well, you're the only one here. Is your cab for hire?
Nah, just driving it around for a laugh. Where are you heading?
The West End.
The West End? You're in luck, sir. That's precisely where I'm going myself.
Righty-ho, give me a moment.
You managed to find a cab, Henry?
Yes, what a good fortune, that. Not many on the street tonight. If you gents are after one, you may be out of luck.
Oh, that's quite all right. It's not far. I'm quite happy to take a stroll through the evening fog. I do so love this time period, don't you?
Yes, quite so, quite so. I just fetch in Romana. Enjoy your evening at the, mortuary.
Lovely evening for it, eh, cabbie?
You say so.
Can't be much fun getting caught out on that thing during a storm.
Sometimes I pray for rain, sir. Push the scum off the streets.
Really? Well, there's nothing like looking on the bright side. Come along, George.
This way.
Yeah, you mind yourselves. There's a lot of criminals out tonight.
We ready to go?
Ready as I'll ever be.
I know the feeling. Is this really how we're intending to travel?
Something the matter?
I would have thought you'd have developed the internal combustion engine by now, rather than being reliant on livestock. Still, if you insist. Yeah!
This is the last one you found, you say?
Indeed. It was discovered this morning. Any thoughts?
Well, I can see why you considered it an indelicate matter, Professor. The injuries are extensive. And no one knows who these people are?
No. Their skin and clothes have been burnt off them. I suspect they'd have difficulty identifying themselves.
Yes. But someone must have noticed their disappearance. I mean, people have friends, colleagues, partners. That's why it's called going missing. You are missed. Which means whoever is missing them is choosing to keep quiet about it. Where did you say they were found?
All over the place. back alleys, the riverbank. The odd house of ill repute.
Even iller repute now, I wouldn't wonder.
None of them the most refined or urbane of surroundings.
Yes, well, murder does have a habit of lowering an area's tone. So, never in the heart of polite society, always within the domain of the underclass.
You think that's significant?
And no one prepared to report the disappearances. It all adds up, rather, doesn't it?
It does.
Why wouldn't anyone tell the police these men had vanished? Go along, Professor, you can figure it out.
Because they don't wish to speak with the police. Good Lord. The underworld. Criminals?
I would guess so. Whoever your killer is, I think he spent the last month taking the law into his own hands.
I see. Like a murderous version of the pugilist.
Yes, exactly. The who?
After you, my dear.
You mean you'd let me step into the mud first? You're too kind.
Well, if you desire, I could lay down my cloak.
You don't have a cloak.
Ah, yes, good point.
Don't worry, I'm sure I can manage.
Thank you, my good man. What's the fare?
Ah!
Oh! What blazes? Doesn't want remuneration? Must have been in an awful hurry for something.
Does it matter? Can we find this restaurant?
Certainly.
I must say, this isn't what I expected. A grim back street. Are you sure we're in the right place?
Eh? Oh, gosh.
Is there a problem?
This ain't the Strand.
Could you not have spotted that before he took off?
I couldn't see through the fog. Where's that blasted fella dropped us off?
We're lost, are we? Abandoned.
I wouldn't say lost as such, more misplaced. Where the devil? I think we're in the East End somewhere. I say, did you hear that?
This evening gets better and better, doesn't it?
I'm sorry to say that it does.
What the deuce?
Bring a fine lady like that to a place like this. What were you thinking? Your wife's deserved this.
Corks! He's got a knife!
Well spotted. Hand over your money.
A common thief! How marvellous!
Shut up and hand it over.
It's a setup. We've been taken for a ride, literally. No wonder that cabbie was in a dashed hurry to take off.
Money. Now.
I'm so sorry to disappoint you, but I don't have any currency on me. Never had the need for it, you see.
Yeah. Your sort of women don't, do they? There's always a man willing to pay your way.
Not to worry. Henry has at least £5 secreted on his person. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to hand it over.
Thank you for that.
Well?
Oh, dash it all. I wasn't that hungry anyway. There you are. That's the lot. Aren't you going to let us go?
What? I missed the best bit. I don't like your face, mister. I don't like either of your faces. Reckon I might have to do something about that.
Oh, lummy.
So all the bodies have been found in this area here?
As far as we can gather.
The same area in which this pugilist has been acting.
Indeed. I can't believe I didn't tie them together before. I took the stories from mere sensationalism.
The stories are sensational, all right, but that doesn't mean there's nothing to them. When you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however sensational, must be the truth. We should go. Bring the map.
What are we doing?
Scanning the area for technology.
Technology?
You don't think he's just naturally gifted, do you? He's using advanced equipment. If we head for the approximate area, we should be able to get a reading if he starts again. Track him down.
But he might be dangerous.
Might? There's no might about it. He most certainly is. Come on.
Look, why not let the young lady go? She can't hurt you.
She ain't going to, neither.
I don't understand. We've given him what he wants.
Can't have you pointing me out to the peelers now, can I? Don't worry. It's only business. Just happen to enjoy it, that's all. What in the name of...
Whereas I enjoy doing this! Ah! Tell me you got what's coming for you, Mr. Stark.
Pardon my soul, it's the pugilist!
Who?
Kick back! Kick back or
Or what? Or you'll stab me. Knives are useless on me, you must know that.
Masked chap who's been foiling crime for the last month. That's him.
The last month? Oh.
What are you?
Destiny, Mr. Stone. You two, out of here, while I deal with this lowlife.
I'd rather stay if it's all the same to you.
Are you insane?
Keep back. I'm warning you.
I thought you were behind this.
Spent weeks tracking you down. But now I hear whispers, rumours, that you're just someone else's lackey. Who is it?
I can't tell you. You'll kill me.
And I won't. You gotta know what I've been doing to your gang. Tell me and I might just let you live.
I'm out of here.
Why do they always think they can get away? Come in, ready or not.
Fascinating.
Terrifying, more like. Didn't you see what he did? Those spectacular powers of his. The punch of fire, the impregnability, the speed. They're all true.
Really? Oh, come now. The technology wasn't that impressive.
Technology?
Body armour, an electroshock weapon and motorised skates. Most of that's barely a century ahead of this time period.
Hey?
That wasn't the most interesting thing about him anyway. Didn't you recognise him?
Well, how could I? He had a mask on.
Not much of one. And in his other persona, he'd simply done his hair a bit differently and put on some spectacles. Hardly the most impenetrable of disguises.
I don't follow.
Really? Well, it's easy to overlook the little people, I suppose. It was the cabbie, our taxi driver.
Good Lord.
It was a setup, you were right. But we weren't the ones being set up.
You should give up, you know. You won't escape.
We'll see about that.
Johnny Stone.
What the? No!
Defendant Johnny Stone.
How do you know my name?
I know everything about you, Johnny Stone. I know your crimes. I know your soul.
Better tell me, Johnny.
You! You're in this together!
Tell me who you work for and you might still have a chance.
You have 10 seconds.
Tell me!
9, 8...
Marsh! It's Harvey Marsh! He's the one that runs it. He runs everything.
Of course. Where would I find him?
Pub called the Jolly Roger, down the docks.
Excellent.
I can go? You let me free?
You didn't let her free. She wasn't allowed to go.
What?
She must have been so young when you started. When you ruined her life.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course not. You don't care. Men like you never will. Just another easy route to money. All right. It's time to pass judgment.
What?
Johnny Stone, I am justice.
What?
And I pronounce you guilty.
Wait!
The sentence is death.
No!
What precisely is that device intended to do?
It's an etheric field disturbance detector.
I beg your pardon.
It detects disturbances in the etheric field.
I see.
And with it, we can locate anachronistic energy sources. There's something coming through.
Marvellous. Does it provide you with a direction?
It does. The reading's coming from somewhere near Creekmouth.
Cabby, the East End. Don't spare the horses.
Oh my goodness. I'm out of shape. You mean he was actually after that stone fella? Dropped us off there to lure him out.
It would seem logical given what happened next. We were bait.
But why?
We can ask him later. First, we need to find out where he's got to.
That's what that machine's for.
In a roundabout way, yes. We might not be able to keep up with him, but with this, we can follow his trail. Which appears to lead here.
The marsh is at Creekmouth. So that's where we are.
A marsh? Precisely the place a spaceship could crash without anyone noticing. Yes, it's all coming together rather nicely.
What?
But where is he? It is rather barren, not exactly a mass of hiding places.
That church, over there.
At the edge of the marsh?
Yes.
Rather derelict.
Yes, but it's intact. A man could easily take sanctuary in there, and nobody stopped to bother him.
Good point. I think we should investigate.
What?
Investigate.
Well, if you say so, my dear.
It's further on. I hope it stays active long enough.
Doctor, did you expect something like this? After all,
You appear to have come prepared.
I must admit to a little dishonesty, Professor. Romana and I didn't stop by simply for the pleasure of your company. There was something else we were after.
Ah. Well, I'm more than willing to aid you in your endeavors, Doctor. You know that.
That's very kind, but you don't know precisely what I've got you involved in.
Then perhaps you had better tell me.
Romana and I detected a damaged alien spacecraft smashing into Earth's atmosphere when we were in the TARDIS.
Alien?
A non-hostile alien, true. But with all manner of anachronistic and dangerous technology. The smallest piece of which could cause no end of damage to the timeline.
I see. So you resolved to check it down?
We did, but it seems we were too late. It appears to have fallen into the wrong hands, and in the wrong hands, it's potentially deadly to all humanity.
And it's towards those hands. We're presently speeding our way.
Into their very grasp.
Oh! Oh, Doctor, I have missed you. Hurry along, Kemi! There's no time to lose!
No, wait there. I'm going to the rail yard. Get your strength back. I'll be back soon. Go on, wait there.
Corks. I was right, he was in the church.
And he was the cabbie.
Quite so. And bow to your superior deductive skills. You are truly a superior example of the feminine gender.
Let's head inside.
Hello? Is there anybody there?
Henry, if there is, it probably isn't a good idea to draw their attention now, is it?
Ah, yes, good point. Sorry. Forget I mentioned it, as you were.
Oh, don't worry, it's too late now.
What exactly are we looking for?
That.
Oh, I really don't know what to say. Not a man, then, must be 8 foot tall if he's an inch. What the blazes is it?
It's a robot in a coat. What does it look... No! Don't get too close. It's got a proximity sensor.
Identity.
Oops.
You are Henry Gordon Jago.
Hey?
It's a justician from the Jalxar Peninsula. It has brain scanning abilities.
You are Romana Dvoratralunda of the Time Lords.
That you?
It's a long story.
It's a long name.
This is private property. You are accused of trespass.
I say, Cove seems to be steam-powered.
And that arm looks like it's been converted into a steam gun of some sort.
Which would probably cook its victims.
Romana Dvoratralunda and Henry Gordon Jago, I am justice. And I pronounce you guilty.
Ah.
The sentence is death.
Oh, crumbs. No!
Friends are wet wash only, not dry clean.
Doctor!
Henry! Romana! Are you all right? Looks like we got here just in time. You tracked it down as well.
Alert! Alert! I am under attack.
Observant little automaton, aren't you?
Losing power.
Yes, so why don't you shut yourself down temporarily as a protective measure? That would be an excellent plan, don't you think?
Initiating temporary shutdown.
There, you see, just like I said, you are clever, aren't you, Henry? Get out of its way.
What? Oh, right.
Closing down.
And you're gone. Excellent. There's a good chap.
Well, that was impeccable timing.
Quite. Doctor, you saved our lives.
Always do what you're best at, that's what I say. You are all right. It didn't hurt you, did it?
Well, a bit damp all over. Trifle wet around my whiskers. Otherwise, pretty much the same old HG and Romana.
It can't have been burning at full power. Must have used up most of its strength recently.
I think I can guess on whom. What did you do to it?
Popped a few screws and some valves, the steam dissipated. Gas-powered robots are a little more vulnerable to my sonic screwdriver than some of its electrified cousins.
A robot?
Artificially constructed creation. An automaton. Although they don't usually look like this.
I assumed it had been damaged in the crash. Repaired using the technology of this time rather than its own.
Hence the valves and pistons and all that. A high-tech creation becomes a steam-driven nightmare, draped with a large coat so it can walk the streets anonymously. Let's take a closer look.
But could someone please tell me what the name of deuce that thing is and what it's doing here?
It's from another world, apparently.
Fell from the sky a month ago. Must have crash-landed in the marshlands.
Right, sorry. Am I the only one that doesn't know about this? Was there a special article in the Times or something? I seem to be a little behind on the facts.
I only just found out the details myself, Henry. I'm as much in the dark as you are. My goodness. Is that a coal engine?
And a water tank, yes. How else do you think the steam was generated to power its joints and weaponry?
Romana, you called it... What was it? A justician jobby from the Jigsaw thingamidoodah.
Not Jigsaw, Jago, Jalxar.
The Jalxar Peninsula. A heavily regulated but undeniably peaceful end of the galaxy. Quite a few light years away from here.
So, bit out of its way, you say?
To put it mildly, all serious crimes are punishable with instant death. No judge, no jury, just executioner.
Which would, I suppose, make it rather tricky to appeal.
That's precisely the point. There's no need. It's infallible.
Really? It can't be.
You recall how it read our minds, Henry, so it could identify us.
Of course. Dashed unnerving it was.
Well, that's not all it looks for. It searches your mind for evidence of guilt, and it makes its decisions based on what it finds. The robot doesn't convict you. You convict yourself.
How fascinating. So, what are you planning to do with this monstrosity?
We have to get it off-world and return to the peninsula as soon as possible.
So what's stopping you?
It's not alone. We need to find its symbiote.
Quiet, boy. What's the matter with you? Someone there? Hey? Rail yard's closed. You hear? Hello?
Sorry about this.
But you're...
Yes, I am. Where's the coal store?
But you... Out of fight.
Criminals, yeah, usually. But the greater good, eh? Coal store. Where?
You know, some of this circuitry might be useful in repairing our four-legged friend.
Worth keeping, then.
Oh, absolutely.
Symbiote, you said?
An organism living in partnership with another. The Justicians don't travel alone. They're usually bonded with a humanoid adjudicator.
I see. By which I mean that I don't.
The Justician is programmed to uphold the laws of whichever planet it's located on. It needs a partner to give it a detailed breakdown of what those laws are. Provide it with the parameters of local justice.
Otherwise, it might start executing anyone who feels guilty about anything. Forgetting an anniversary, eating the last chocolate biscuit, passing wind in a built-up area during the Hours of Darkness, you know, this sort of thing. I think that would qualify as rough justice, wouldn't you?
Looks, yes.
And of course, these fellow adjudicators are also armed. They can dispense justice too.
You mean the pugilist?
That would seem a logical assumption.
Our cabbie was an alien?
Oh, I doubt that. These repairs are a bit of a hack job, if they were done by the original bondmate. This is by someone with no understanding of higher technology.
Then who?
First person who found it, I'd guess. A random passerby. We'd better hope that he's got a good sense of right and wrong.
We need to find him.
Quite.
Cope said he was heading for the rail yard when he left.
Must be stocking up on fuel.
Very well. We'll head for the rail yard.
Hello? I heard you speak. Is someone there?
Crikey, a girl.
Who are you? Come out where I can see you.
What do we do?
No reason to hide.
Is it you?
Well, I'm me, certainly. I know that for a fact, but I'm not sure if I'm the you you're looking for.
Blimey, sir. You made me jump. Who are you?
The doctor, Romana, Jago and Lightfoot. Do you need anything else? Yes?
You're...
Yes.
Is it you?
I've no idea what you're talking about. Is it me what?
Are you the one that leaves me money?
I beg your pardon.
This is the place.
I'll follow Mary like you said. This is where she went.
Good.
You sure about this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's been tugging at her leash for quite a while now. She needs to be brought to heel. Needs to know who's boss. All right, get the boys ready. No one messes with Harvey Marsh.
Was left this message, you see, a couple of weeks ago. Someone saying if I came here, they'd leave me some money. On the altar. I didn't believe it. Who would? But I had to risk it. I don't get much cash, you see.
And what happened?
Look, you ain't the police, are you? That why you're asking? I ain't going to get in trouble, am I?
You can tell us, Mary.
Well, there it was. Large as life. £2.
£2? Blimey.
And you've no idea who it was from?
No. They just left it for me. No note, no clue, nothing. Just cash.
A boyfriend, perhaps? An admirer?
You're joking, aren't you? Look at me. I don't have no blokes like that. I'm damaged goods, miss. And bad news. Nah, no one looks after me.
Really? I wonder. The rail yard, you said, Henry? I've a feeling that's where we'll find the answers. Let's go. Ah!
Oh, crikey! This church couldn't be busier if it was in Piccadilly Circus.
Mr. Marsh!
Get him!
How do you do? Oh!
Shut your face!
Sorry.
Unhand me! Get off me, you uncouth youth!
How did you know where we...
Followed you, didn't I? You dozy mare.
And delighted to meet you too, Mr. Marsh, is it?
Harvey Marsh. Guy you've been messing with. Trembling in your boots now, ain't ya?
I might be if I had the faintest idea who you are.
What? You don't know who he is?
Not remotely.
You?
No.
Or you?
Apologies.
Well, what about you? You ever heard of Harvey Marsh?
Did you do a ventriloquist act in Manchester about 5 years ago?
No.
Well, then, no. Who am I thinking of?
Well, I've no idea. If none of you know who I am, then why have you been interfering with my business, killing my men?
Ah, now, well, I suspect this is a case of mistaken identity.
I run this neighbourhood. Mary here works for me. Best little pickpocket in the East End.
I don't know these people, Harvey.
I said quiet! One of you geezers is trying to get her off my hands. You've taken a bit of a fancy to her, it seems. Started giving her more than she's worth.
Well, to be fair, I've done the maths and I've calculated that she's worth at least 10 of you, if not 20.
Oh, you did ya?
Ooh! Oh!
Harvey!
Yeah, you'll get a lot more than that yourself.
You blackguard!
Professor!
You get my point.
Yes, well... well, of course I do, yes. Thank you for that, an incredibly convincing and comprehensive refutation of my argument. Who needs intellectual rigour and wisdom when a thoughtful fist can express a point so eloquently?
You being sarcastic?
No.
This girl's mine. No one takes what belongs to me. No one.
Oh, wait, you are hurt. Terribly sorry, won't do it again.
I know you won't. Here, you. Miss Prim and Proper.
Me?
You're coming with us.
Oh, well, that's very generous of you, but would you mind awfully if I didn't? It is getting late and a girl does need her beauty sleep, you understand?
It wasn't a request. Could make use of a lass like you. Can cook and sew, can't you?
Romana? You really don't know her at all, do you?
Thank you, Doctor.
She can learn.
Eh?
She can learn. Good to have a pretty face round the joint.
Well, yes. I can see as a group you're rather starved of allure.
Boys, take our ice maiden here back home.
You leave her alone or I'll...
Or you'll what?
You're making a mistake, Marsh. I can assure you of that.
Am I? Mary, go with them.
But Harvey!
I won't tell you again!
Oh, really, there's no need for all this manhandling. I can walk, you know.
And what do you intend to do with us, may I ask?
Oh, isn't it obvious, Professor? I imagine he intends to kill us. Squinty eyes and stubble, too. Yes. Oh, yes, he seems the sort. So few of the criminal classes are gentlemen.
Pete?
Yeah, boss?
You and the boys take them back inside, tie them up, then shoot them in the head.
But, Mr. Marsh, a better idea. Why not just shoot us in the head and save on the rope?
Doctor, don't give him ideas.
What, leaving you a chance to fight back? Not lightly.
Can't blame a man for trying, but don't worry. We'll meet again, Mr. Marsh, I promise you that.
Whatever makes you happy. I'll see you back at the dock, Pete.
All right, inside. Time to meet your maker.
No hurry, is there? I mean, he's a very busy deity. I'm sure he can wait a couple of minutes.
Inside!
Oh!
No.
What you doing?
Trying some escapology.
You're a magician.
I said trying, not succeeding. No, it's no good. I tell you, it's so frustrating. Time lords can stave off death, perform calculus beyond the wit of most sentient species, travel to any point throughout the entire history of the cosmos, and yet slip a loop of rope round our wrists, and we're as helpless as, well, you.
Stave off?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. Where exactly are we headed?
A pub at Millwall Docks. Harvey's got a warehouse out the back. It ain't far.
Then that's when we'll make our move.
Our move?
You don't want to be shackled to this man for the rest of your life, do you? We've got a better chance of escape if we work together. What do you say? I'll take that as a yes. Be ready when I say.
Oi, you two! Shut up in there!
Oh, if you say so, driver, certainly. Seeing as you are so nicely.
Oh, do hurry up. I haven't got all day, honestly. Have you never tied anyone up before?
Shut up.
What's the plan, Doctor?
Plan?
Well, got some dazzling and dexterous device to dodge death, no doubt.
What? Oh, no. I think we're probably just going to get shot.
What?
Shot?
Yes, in the head, apparently. I was paying very careful attention to that bit.
Well, but all that stuff about seeing him again. If you don't have a plan, what was that about?
Bravado, I'm afraid, Professor. Mere bravado. My mind's a complete blank.
Oh, I see. Bit of a letdown, that.
Still, mustn't grumble, eh? If I'm going to be ruthlessly gunned down by psychotic Victorian criminals, I can't think of two gentlemen I'd rather have standing next to me when it happens.
Thank you. I think.
Much obliged.
Well, get on with it. You don't even know what sort of a knot you're doing. I can tell you've never been to sea.
Right. It's time.
Oh, good, good. I was getting bored. You're not one of those dull types who insists on gloating for minutes on end before the execution, are you? Clearly not. Well, that's a relief if nothing else. Such a shame, though. If you kill us, we'll be completely unable to rescue our friends Romana and Mary.
Eh?
I said we'll be completely unable...
I heard what you said. I want to know why I care.
What? No. Suppose you wouldn't, would you? Good point. Well made. You really are a bright fellow, aren't you? That must be why you're at the end of the gun and I'm over here.
Boys, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good!
Who the... Ah!
Good Lord!
Try your best, a lot of you. Not good enough.
Talk about the nick of time.
I didn't think he'd be much longer getting back.
You anticipated this eventuality.
I anticipate every eventuality. I saw him arrive through the festry. Thought I'd clue him in on our intentions.
There. That's you lot finished. Now, you three. What's this about rescuing Mary?
It's the cabbie, isn't it?
What?
I recognize you. The cabbie from outside Lightfoot's. What's your name?
Bobby. Bobby Stamford.
Delighted to meet you, Bobby Stamford. Now, Bobby, since you've removed our fearsome friends from the equation, would you mind awfully untying us? It'd be much appreciated. Rope-bound wrists do such appalling things to the circulation.
Well, now, isn't this nice?
Nice? It's the worst pub in London.
Oh, I don't know. Some of the clientele seem almost genteel. I just saw a man over there remove his ring before punching another man in the face. It was most polite.
You won't find it so funny when you've been his slave for a year.
Oh, believe me, I don't find it funny now.
You two, out back, the warehouse.
You have such a way with words.
I said move!
All right, all right. Honestly, you'd think I was a prisoner of yours or something. Oh!
Get up!
Sorry. My fault. It's so difficult maintaining a balance when your hands are tied. Which way is it to the accommodation?
Get on with it.
You know, you're a classic example of the frustration-aggression hypothesis. Did you have a difficult childhood?
Shut it!
She just hopped in me cab one night. Got me to take her home. She was crying, don't know why. She was so beautiful. What else was I supposed to do? I kept an eye out for her. Followed her around a bit. Gave her a lift when I could.
And then you saw the crash.
Dropped up my last fare for the night. And there it was, sinking into the marsh. I rescued him. It was like it was a sign. My opportunity to set her free.
By killing those controlling her?
It's not like they didn't deserve it. You know what those men are. Been trying to help her, that's all. Get her off the streets, no harm in that, is there?
We can never condone murder.
That wasn't me. I just wanted to find them. The machine did the rest. Cleared them up afterwards. It was their own fault.
Well, the robot's out of the equation now. I've deactivated it.
If what?
It's far too dangerous. You're not ready for the level of power that thing represents. No one on this planet is.
But if it's deactivated, how are we going to get them out?
Not we. Me and my two friends. You're staying out of this. You've done enough damage already.
Me? But... But
no fists or butts. You're staying here.
You can't tell me what to do. I'm coming with you.
Can have my place if he wants. I won't object.
Henry!
You might be able to stop Bobby Stamford from joining you. But you won't be able to stop the pugilist!
Sorry, but it really isn't terribly advanced technology.
What have you done to my armor, my equipment?
You've done enough harm. It's time the pugilist went into retirement. Bobby, tell me, where have they taken them?
But what can you three do? You're just men. You're just men.
Just men? Just men, on the contrary. I am the doctor, and these two are outstanding, outstanding and extraordinary.
We are? Of course we are, Henry.
Now, Bobby, tell me, where are they?
Oh, I see you've gone with that dilapidated hovel look for the decor. How quaint.
Wait here.
Well, with an attitude like that, I can't imagine he gets many guests. Come on, I can't do this alone. He'll be back soon.
What are you up to?
What's it look like? One of the advantages of a particularly rowdy public house. Lots of broken beer glasses everywhere.
You've got glass? How?
You didn't think that fall was accidental, did you?
Are you going to cut the rope?
Full marks for observation. Now come along, back to back. Hold the sliver. Carefully. We want to cut the rope, not you. Or me, for that matter. Got it?
Yes.
And start cutting.
Here we are. The Jolly Roger. A fine establishment with a view over the Thames. Highly recommended 5 stars. Can't always believe what you read in the guidebooks.
Hardly the most hospitable hostelry, as I recall. How do I look?
I suspect the eye patch is overdoing it a shade.
Oh, nonsense, Professor. The theatricality sells the illusion. Quah, I love a duck. Stone me, what a pea super.
Are you going to do it like that?
Well, I'd say you do better.
Blimey! This is a rum rubber and no mistake. Where's somewhere I can rest me plates of meat?
George Henry, I think it might be wise if we keep a low profile.
Stay silent, you mean?
That's the idea.
Everyone's a critic.
Henry's makeup and costume should keep us discreet enough. I'll do the talking.
But how are we going to get through unnoticed?
Just pull your hood up and don't draw attention to yourself. We'll be fine.
Excuse me. Pardon me?
I'm so sorry.
Romana!
Doctor!
What?
Oh, well, either someone's just ordered a baby sham, or we've been rumbled.
Well, look who it is, the guy from the church.
Hello again.
Oh, no.
Lorks.
That didn't last long.
Helping Mary and the new girl escape.
Is this your local? What a coincidence.
Some people just don't know when they're dead. Laugh this off, sunshine.
Ah.
What a...
Sorry, I may have requisitioned some of the pugilist's equipment. Did I not mention that? Romano, get our friends out of here.
What about you?
Don't worry, I've got everything under... Control.
I am justice.
Oh, no.
I detect guilt everywhere. Such guilt.
Crikey, not you again.
The sentence is death.
Look, it's Stamford.
Which one's Marsh? That one!
Bobby, no!
I will go.
Bobby, stop!
I... What? I...
Bobby Marsh, you are guilty of extortion, larceny, and 25 other charges. The sentence is death.
No! No! Ah, no!
Romana, I thought I told you to get them out of here!
General!
Oh, it's all right, we don't need telling. We're right ahead of you.
Justice is served.
Bobby, what are you doing?
Finishing the job. Didn't think it through, did you? Repaired it once, could repair it again. That one!
Mary! You've got to get out!
I can't!
Bobby, this is mass murder. You're better than this.
They're not human beings, Doctor. They don't deserve to live.
Everyone deserves to live.
Doctor, use the sonic screwdriver.
Of course, I... Oh, no. I must have left it in my other coat when I got into costume.
I'm sorry, Doc. Try stopping me and you're next.
But Bobby...
Reprocessing. Guilt detected. There.
No!
Me?
No, no, stop. She's done nothing.
Incorrect. She feels guilt.
Help me!
But...
Romana, can you get to her?
There's no way through.
Mary Brown, you are guilty of theft.
Bobby, you control it. Tell it to stop!
Yes! Robot, this judgment is countermanded. You hear me? Countermanded!
There is bias in your mind. This is not an impartial judgment. Your order is inadmissible.
No!
You are guilty. The sentence is death.
No! No, Mary, watch out! Get out of his...
Romana! Get her out of here!
He knocked me free! He saved me! He saved my life!
Doctor, with its symbiote dead, it won't be able to tell the difference between right and wrong. It'll kill everyone but believe it's obeying the law.
You think I don't know that? Get her away!
Mary, come with me!
Halt! Desist! The fugitive attempts escape. You shall not evade justice.
Wait! Wait! You want guilt? You want guilt, do you? Scan me!
You have...
Mea culpa, maximum culpa. Millions of deaths on my conscience, yes, I know. Everyone I've let down, everyone I've failed to save, all of them my fault, weighing on me. It's almost overpowering.
You are... guilty. The sentence is death.
You know, I thought you might say that. You'll have to catch me first.
Justice must be done. I am in pursuit of the defendant.
George, Henry...
Are you ladies all right?
Just about.
Where's young Bobby?
He's dead. Dead!
And we will be too if we don't hurry up and...
Is that the fastest you can go?
Justice must be served. Justice must be served.
What the blazes is he up to?
I've no idea. We'd better get after him.
Keep up, can't you, robot? I'm an escaped criminal, a desperate fugitive. You don't want a gap in your arrest figures, do you? Come on!
Justice must be
served! Yes, I get it. You really are a rather tedious individual, aren't you? Oh, dear. I appear to have run down a jetty with no obvious means of escape. That was something of an error, wasn't it?
You are guilty.
Yes, yes, yes.
The sentence is death.
You have mentioned it.
Execution to be carried out. Immediately.
Yes, but not my execution.
Justice must be served.
You see, when making a case, it's a good idea to ensure you have a solid foundation, or you won't carry the weight of the evidence. You didn't. Court adjourned.
Doctor!
Are you all right?
Yes, oh, fine, fine. Perfectly fine. Heavy robot and rotten wood, you see. Not a perfect combination.
It's fallen into the Thames.
Doused its engines, scrambled its circuits. It'll be sinking deep in the mud now, soon. It'll be just another useless lump of rusted metal. It's over. Where's Mary?
There she is. Mary?
He died to save me. I didn't even know who he was.
I'm so sorry.
You can probably let go of his hand now.
Mary?
I don't know him. I don't know who he was.
It's easy to miss the little people.
He made his choice. He gave you a chance for a new life. I'd take it if I were you.
Why didn't he ask me? He could have asked me. Goodbye, Bobby. Thank you.
We should get out of here this way.
Failure squad. Muffins! Get your muffins!
You know, I can't believe it. It's still the same muffin man. He hasn't changed a bit. Who sells muffins for 10 years, eh? Where's the career structure? What's his life plan? The lack of ambition. Admirable. Enjoying it, Lightfoot?
We really must stop meeting like this, Doctor. If we eat muffins after every adventure, it won't be the monsters that'll finish me off. It'll be my waistline.
Keep up, Henry.
The docks again. And at low tide. I say, did you have to land somewhere so squalid?
Well, I can't be picky about where the TARDIS materializes, unfortunately.
These shoes are going to be ruined.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Henry. They were falling apart when you purchased them.
Well, even more ruined, then.
Ah, there you are, Romana.
Nice to see you.
Would you like a muffin? I bought you one especially.
A what?
A hot bread product. It's very tasty. Go on, have a try.
I'll pass, thank you.
Your loss.
You saw Mary off successfully?
She took the train to somewhere called Birmingham. Has some family up there, apparently. She can use the money Bobby left her to start anew.
Excellent. I think that girl's going to make something of her life, you know.
So, this is goodbye then, is it? Again?
I'm afraid so, Henry, old thing.
You're sure we can't persuade you to pause a little while longer this time? There are several rooms available at my lodging, should you require accommodation.
Oh, you know me, Professor. Peripatetic at the best of times. I have a wanderer's heart.
I see. Well, if you're sure...
I am. And besides, I have to let the dog out.
The dog?
Don't ask.
I know I'll see both of you again in the fullness of time.
I don't doubt that. Goodbye, Doctor. Romana.
Goodbye, Professor. Goodbye, Henry.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Until we meet again. You know, this reminds me of the time I enjoyed a light supper with Sir Donald Woolsey.
Oh, Doctor.
It's like that. They're gone.
So, Henry, what now?
I don't know. Shall we steer ourselves to a superlative saloon for the serving of spirits?
A public property with a pronounced pizzazz, you mean?
You know, I couldn't have put it better myself.
I very much doubt that you could. Yes, that sounds a wondrous idea.
justice was served. Now it's our turn. Until we meet again, Doctor.
Yes, until we meet again.